702. SMS Refilwe on 31702.
Do drop me an SMS or a voice note on 0727021702. We're going to be talking, well, we're going to go to movies and streaming with Gail Edmonds. And I just want to know what you are currently ensconced in because the weather does allow, right? It certainly does allow and compel you to just stay home, stay housebound and certainly stay on the couch. No one to judge you. Today, not this weekend. So on that note, good morning, Gail Edmonds. Trust you well.
Yes, very well. Ensconced inside, not leaving the house.
You have got the right idea. I'm going to have to venture out one last time, only the second time today when I leave the studio. But that's it for the rest of the day.
Yes, and you must have been out very cold this morning.
Don't even ask.
If you are wrapped up on the sofa, you can probably fill the afternoon with this lovely 6-episode new show. What? With Sandra Oh, called The Chair.
Tell us about it. The Chair on Netflix. I think I've watched 15 minutes of the first episode and I got extremely triggered by her rather sloppy, untidy friend or a colleague at the university who just can't seem to get his life together. And clearly I was going through something because why would a fictional character just like bother me so much? So I thought maybe when you're in a better state of mind. But tell us what The Chair is and The Chair starring Sandra Oh.
Okay, so what's very interesting, what I found quite interesting is that it's co-written by the actress Amanda Peet. And then literally Annie Wyman, this is her first writing job. Mm. So for me, I was very interested that these two have produced this really funny. It's very funny. It's very clever. It's and it's quite short and sharp. The episodes are sort of about 30 minutes each. You know, it's not but it's not a sitcom, and it's not so it hasn't got that feeling to it. It's more of a drama, sort of a comedy drama with quite a lot of dark humor in it. And Sandra Oh sort of takes over the boss's chair in this failing English department in this little university, Pembroke University in the U.S. And the problem is that enrollments in the humanities, and especially in English, are way down.
Yes.
And her department's sort of peopled by people who were at their heyday a goodly couple of decades ago. And the two sort of stars of the department, one is her colleague, Bill Dobson, the Professor Dobson, who's played by Jay Duplass, and he is the one who can't get his stuff together. He's very much
drove me insane.
I must say, you do watch that first sort of, and you just think, please, please, you know, he's late for work. He's just all the things that make you panic, you know. And I agree with you. It is very frustrating to watch because you just think, come on, just get on with it. Don't be late. Don't do that. Don't
just but get anyway, it together, man.
It doesn't necessarily improve in his case for a while because then and then there's this wonderful young black female professor played by Nana Mensa, and she is the member of this department who is, her enrollments are sky high. Mm-hmm. She's engaging with her students on social media. She's teaching a course on sex in the American novel, and everybody wants to attend her course, obviously. And she's this wonderful, and she's up for tenure, which means that and Sandra obviously is her friend and ally and wants to try and help her do that. And of course, there's all these vested interests. So it brings in a whole lot of interesting things. There's sort of ageism, sexism, racism. There's cancel culture, but it's all dealt with in a very interesting way because it really is just all thrown into the pot, and it doesn't necessarily lecture you on anything or try and come to a conclusion. It's just this collection of characters that are so fascinating. Holland Taylor, who you might remember from Two and a Half Men, she's
yes.
popped in and out of that and a few other shows. She's one of these sort of older professors, and she teaches Chaucer, and she's this most wonderful character, but in her classroom, her students are completely bored to death. So it's quite interesting on these sort of beyond the classroom and how all these things play out. And I have to say that it's really unexpectedly fabulous, funny, and it really is worth going. And Sandra Oh is just fabulous because she's taken over this department at a time when its heyday is long past, and she's trying to sort of hold it together and hold the department together and do the right thing for everybody. And it's a really quite an engaging show, and I'm almost positive there will be another season. So I do recommend it. I think that it's hard not to really enjoy it. It's got lots of things to think about, but not in a way that's heavy.
Yeah.
It's actually really funny, and you will enjoy it, I promise.
Well, Sandra Oh, of course, you know, Killing Eve was, she's had an amazingly good run, especially off the back of Grey's Anatomy. Things are her, in terms of her sort of acting kudos and her ability to carry a show, we know she's established. And you mentioned a stellar cast and Harlan Taylor being among them, phenomenal actress right there. Amanda Peet, as one of the creative forces or part of the creative team behind the show, isn't unexpected, but is an interesting one, right? Because when we do think Amanda Peet, we sort of flash back to what, As Good as It Gets, maybe. Yeah, As Good as It Gets with Jack Nicholson, The Whole Nine Yards, other things like that. And, you know, generally a comedic actress, but a fantastic actress in her own right. In terms of, you know, to talk to us about the script, the dialogue, the everything about this. You've enjoyed it, but have you thought more about, you know, these two women behind this show?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting in that they've taken a lot of subjects that have sort of risen up amongst, you know, there's a lot of discussion around things like cancel culture and around sort of the Me Too movement, the exclusion of people who are not part of the establishment. And they've taken all those things and they've really dealt with them in an intelligent way. And I am very surprised to see her in this creative position because, like you say, most of her work is very, you know, light and enjoyable comedic work. And this is, to some extent, that, but it goes a little beyond that because it is quite thought-provoking in a way that isn't prescriptive or it doesn't evangelize. It just sort of lays it all out there with this very interesting, as you say, the characters they've written are all very, they're not stereotypes at all, but you can recognize certain elements of those characters and you go, that's, you know, there's a sort of dusty old professor whose sort of time is sort of up and he needs to either reinvent or ship out. And then there's the dean who's obviously played by David Morse, who's obviously got a political role to play in keeping his donors happy, but he's also very much part of the establishment and is sort of pushing back at her. So I think that what they've, and I actually haven't read about the writing journey, but it's quite fascinating that very much this kind of academic life in this really smart way that is totally engaging. I mean, I literally binged it and I couldn't stop watching it because it was so engaging. So I think that it's I'm hoping to see a lot more writing from this team because, wow, it's really a revelation.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of revelations and fascinating shows that only have a very short season or a very short run, I'm thinking now of Mrs. Fletcher and the fact that they only had seven episodes, to my frustration. The chair, you say, only has six. And I'm just like, guys, come on, work with us here. We need longer runs so we've got more to binge, for Pete's sake. But looking forward to hopefully watching it, getting through those first 15 minutes of frustration. towards the character of Bill and enjoying everything else around that. Thanks so much, Gail, for the lovely review. I'll certainly give it a second try. Yeah. Thanks so much. Looking forward to our conversation next week. And of course, our resident film critic, Gail Edmonds, reviewing that Netflix series starring Sandra Oh, as well as Holland Taylor, also in the cast. It's called The Chair. So let me know what you're currently streaming or enjoying or binging. Send those SMSs to 31702.